will start the prayer first for Tikkuni HaZohar. Ribon Olamim v'Adonai Adonim Av HaRachamim v'Hasliachot Miyadim Anachnu Lefanecha Adonai Eloheinu Ra'avotenu V'Kedushah V'Eshtecha Torata Eshtecha Aviya Shekavtanu L'Torotecha L'Avodot Avodot HaKodesh Da'at Anochel L'Kusodot Torotecha HaKedushah Ma'anu Ma'Chayenu Ma'asher Asita Imanu Chesed Gedol Kadeh Al Ken Anachnu Mepilim L'Tachnu Lefanecha Shetimchol V'Tislach L'Kol Chatotenu Ma'avotenu V'Aliyu Avonotenu Mavdilim Binenu Lefanecha Ken Yi Ratzon Lefanecha Adonai Eloheinu Ra'avotenu כונן את לבבינו לרתך ולאהבתך, ותקשיב את זוננו אוזניך לברנו אלו, ותפתח לנו לבבות, לבבינו הערד בסודות תורתך, ולמודנו זה נחת רוח, ולכתו כזה כיסא כבודך, כרך ניחוח, תציל לנו אור מקור נשמתנו, וכל בחילתנו של זאת, ושיתנוצצו נצרות עבדך הקדושים, אשר לדע גילית, דבריך אלה בעולם, זכותם, זכות אבותם, זכות תורתם, ותמותם, ותקדושתם, מאוד לנו לבין כאשר דברים אלו, וזכותם תאיר עננו, במה שאנו לומדים, כמר, נעים, זמירות ישראל. גן העיניי והביטה לפלות תורתך, כי אדון עיניי ייתן חומה בפי ודעת ונענה לי רצון ורפי, ויגון לפניך, אדון עצורי וגועלי.
Hello everybody in תיקוני הזוהר, we are again. Remember last time I read from מתוק מדבש, and we shifted gear now to מעלות הסולם ברב ברנדווין. We're still in תיקון 18 from the תיקונים point of view, but we're in verse פי חט, which is 88 from the סולם, or מעלות הסולם point of view. Which is on page 359, those of you who have this edition, printing edition, Peichet, that's how you're going to follow, go follow it. If you're using Tfus Yashan, Daf Lamed Dalet Amud Bet, that's the Tfus Yashan. Veshenavi haya ole lemala b'atzilut. When the prophet went up to the world of emanation, medavak pasharini knock on the door, im haya ole b'shechina, if he was using the Shekhinah to elevate, Shekhinah, remember we explained it so many times, the Shekhinah is the female aspect of the Creator, because Shach Nitzotzot, Yanai 65, the Adonai, the vessel, כלומר שעשה כל הסידורים והתיקונים בכדי להשרות השכינה בעולם, what does that mean, Allah בשכינה? What does that mean, he used the Shekhinah to elevate? Meaning he did all the סידורים, he did all the arrangement, and the fixing and the תיקונים, so he can bring the Shekhinah down. A lot of time, person give charity, tzedakah. But the word tzedakah is tzedek A. Tzedek, justice, A. The A is what we're looking for. We're looking for the A that fell from Yudke Vavke. We're looking to elevate it. Haya potech lo techef. When a person is act like that, that he want to elevate the A, want to elevate the Shekhinah wherever it belongs, because the Shekhinah is no longer with us. Like Shira Shirim. Songs of Song from King Solomon, the word song. You know, what does it say? So you read it every Friday night. What is it written there? Al tiruni shezavtani ha-shemesh. Do not look at me that I'm dirty. Do not look at me that I'm dark. The sun burned my skin. That's what the Shekhinah is telling us. Why? Because of all of our sin, the Shekhinah has to be away from Yud Kevavke, from Zeranpin. In all this time, in our job, through the mitzvot, ma'asim tovim and study of Torah, to elevate the Shekhinah, to be belonged with Zeran Pin. Haya potech lo tech, והיה אומר לו, בן אדם עמוד על הרגליך, ודבר איתך שאתה הוא, שאני רוצה לשכינה בתפילה בעמידה. So when a person, when he pray, meditate for the Shekhinah to be okay, then of course automatically, when he knock on doors of heaven, God is right away accept the pray, but not only that, he's inviting him in. כלומר שתפילתך הייתה למען תיקון השכינה. I saw that your pray was not about what you're going to receive for you, or your family, it was about my Shekhinah. Biur. Now let's explain it. Atzilut shenikra amida, amod al reglecha. Atzilut, we know the world of emanation. That's where we're doing the amida. Okay? This has to do with amod al reglecha. When God telling you, stand on your 2 feet. It's not about stand just on 2 feet. We talk about koma shlema, kubat atzilut. Shelebar bai vakaf reglem kakaf regel aegel. Shon aegulim. Because this, you remember in Ezekiel when they describe the angels, it's get the feet is the feet of a calf, like a cow, calf. But it doesn't make sense, never makes sense. Why they have a leg that look like a calf, like a cow? Tell us, Rav Brandon, Milshon Igulim. Egel Igulim. Igulim means circle. Kenekudot shen manigot et ha'otiyot, b'chinat ha'otiyot et berubaot. Because if you look at the nekudot, the vowels that you have in the letter, according to Kabbalah, the vowels in the letters are basically activated the letter. The letter is berubaot, square, and יש לו את כל חתם מרובה. אין נקודות, like חיריק, like שווה, like כמת, it's called עיגול. עיגול. שהם מנהיגות, they lead the letters. They lead the letters. על ארבע רבעין בלכתם ילכו. That's why it say, on four, a quarter, they will walk. So, what does that mean? What does that mean? It means that when we say, כקף רגל עגל, like a leg of a calf, גזרה שבה עגל, עיגולים, כנקודות, שאין מנהיגות את האותיות. But from the point of view of the letter, the נקודות is מרובעות. פירוש. Let's get deeper into it. בתפילת 18, נעשה ייחוד של בית השבות, אביה ואני. When you do עמידה, what actually you're doing? You unite the יוד כבבקה together with אדוני. והיינו שכבר קלו כל המלחמות, והחרב שהוא סוד שם אביה, שיוד היא ראש החרב, ובב גוף החרב, ובתיין פפיות, because all the war is over, and the sword, which is what? Yud Kevavke. How the sword can be Yud Kevavke? The handle is Yud. The two little part that connect to the handle is A and A shape. And the length of the sword is the Vav. בסוד הכתוב ורמוד על בגולה ורחם ביות האדם, חד לנרתיקה שהוא השם אדוני. What is the נרתיק? What is the... נרתיק? The packet of the sword, there's a name for it in English, Nartik. So that packet, sword packet, is the Adonai. So Yud Kevavke is the sword, the packet is Adonai. And you don't need to go to war after Kriyat Shema, because in Kriyat Shema, when you meditate on the fourth death of Bet Din, you already remove all the klipot. Katuv, בית צדיק חי אומרים שהוא יסוד זר אנפין, כלי חי ברקן שבצבוק תפילת 18 ברכות, ביה אדוני שם זהו, כפי שיסוד פותח את המלכות שנקרא אדוני. What does that mean when we open the עמידה with God opening my mouth? What is need to open? Because the יסוד is opening the מלכות את כל אדוני, ביסוד על חרבה בנרתיקה. And in יסוד is when the sword meet that packet. Of the sword packet, a holder, maybe it's a holder. Shu sod azivug yud kevav ke adnin. This is the union of yud kevav and adnin that we studied for the last 3 weeks, which is 91, which is when you say amen. Shenetzal der yisod v'chamad amel ha'shachacha, and then the anger of the king is being removed. Meaning, ki eno dachizel ha'chitzonim mishkat ha'kas. How do you remove anger from the world? How do you remove judgment from the world? By the union of the Yud Kevavke and Andi, and by removing negativity. V'sod ha'yichud hu ki makom gilui ha'chokhmah u'b'malchut. Where do you reveal the light of wisdom? Malchut. Because Malchut is the one who draw the most amount of light. Most amount of light, Malchut. Migui gilui ha'chazdim, where is the revelation of the light of mercy? Zer anpin. And when they are together, okay, it's all perfect. Light of mercy, light of wisdom, one revealed in each other, and it's perfect. And we call that Amidah. Why we call it Amidah? Shepurush Amshachat Chokmat Vegar, Shepurush Amshachat Lagnav, Shezukef Komato. Why we call it Amidah standing? It's like a person standing. I mean, we are standing when we're doing Amidah, but what's the purpose of it? It's because we're drawing all the light of wisdom. And to draw all the light of wisdom, you need to have Gimel Rishonot. So the person is sitting doing Shema, or doing level of Bri'ah, when you hold the 40 tziyot, you're sitting. When you're sitting, what's sitting? Netzach Hod Yesod is sitting. If Netzach Hod Yesod is sitting, you don't draw the whole Koma Shlema. So you don't have to do it. וזה אמרו נביא, כת נביא, אבל הסליק לילה להצילות, וגלדה, להגעות היחוד של זרן פליל, וסוף פתחו לשאר הצדק. ועבר כל הסידורים והתיקונים הנשים בתפילה, וקריאה שמה לשמה, להסיר את הוויקות הסתרה אחר. So until the עמידה, you're fighting with the סתרה אחר, you're fighting with the dark side, to remove it from the system of holiness. That's why you pray. You fight. Korbanot. Krav nun. You're fighting with the nun. Beshchinta shu malchut. Kol zman shasitra achat dvuka b'malchut. Because the sitra achat, the dark side, is attached to the malchut. Why? Because malchut is the lowest level. It's physicality. The dark side need a portion of that physicality to take it. אין תקווה של זכר ונקודה כלומר יכולים להשפיע לעולמות. No chance for the male and the female to receive that amount of light and livelihood to share it with us, because there is still negativity that attached to the malchut, and with the negativity attached to the malchut and they share, that negative force will steal everything. אבא פתח למיד ואבא אמר לבן אדם עמוד על רגליך, כמו גורם לארת החומה ובן האי נקראים ברגליים. So, where is the light of wisdom revealed? Or to what the light of wisdom revealed? To nai, to netzach od yesod. Ani kraim raglaim, call them leg. And when those leg are complete, in kelim, kol raglaim, baim gar deorot. If you fix netzach od yesod in the lower, that will draw the most amount of light. That's how it works. Vadaber itach, ki harat hochman nikrat dibur. And then it say that God will talk to you. It doesn't say, אמו אמו אומר לך, זה אדבר, לאמור, ויאמר משה, או וידבר. ויאמר is a softer level. וידבר is hard level. So ויאמר is חסדים, וידבר is חוכמה. So if it say וידבר, that means light of wisdom. אני אבד, עמוד על רגל, תבר בוא בכף רגל, בכף רגל. אנו כי התחלקות האצבעות מורה להתחלקות הצדדים לימין ושמאל. So now we translate the word עגל as physically as a calf. Why does it say that the angels standing like us standing in Amidah, and the leg look like a calf? If you look at a calf, okay, as a split hoof. Is that the way you say hoof? The feet? Split. Why the split hoof? Right and left. And the leg of the animal that represents light of wisdom, and don't necessarily mean animal, the angel is in that level called animal. Chayot HaKodesh. אין נשברות להיות תמיד מחוברות, תמיד תחת קו אמצעי. They always connect to the center column because they only have right and left. ביושר, בלי לנטות לשופט, so they will not go too much חסד and too much גבורה, too much חסדים or too much light of wisdom. על כן, אין להם אצבעות, that's why they don't have finger ברגליהם. לכן וכף רגליהם, רגל ישרה, שהרגליים בעצמם נחלקות לחבד רגעת נאי, because the leg is divided to חוכמה בין הדעת, חסד גבורה תפארת, נצח עוד יסוד. אשר הקף, שהוא סוד, נאי, the feet or the ankle is נאי, the רגליים, שבהם תעלו גילו חמה. And that's why until the ankle is not standing, there is actually no revelation to all the light of wisdom. So you have the ankle, from the toes till the end of the ankles, from the ankle to the knee, from the knee to the hip. So hip and down, חוכמה בינה ודעת. Knee and down, חסד גבורה תפארת. The ankle, נצח עוד יסוד. Okay? והגר הוא ככף רגל. And that's why when it say that the angels in Ezekiel are like the ankle of a calf, עיגולים תנקודים. Now it's going back to the first explanation. They are like circular, like a dot. The inun magim la'atvan. Kisod ha'otiyot hu she'en kelim shel ha'sefirot. What is exactly the Hebrew letters? It's a vessel for the sefirot. She'arot mitpashtim bahem. So, the light going through them, or using them to manifest them. V'lachem v'sirat ha'atvan enun merubayim. And that's why from the point of the Hebrew letters, they look at the nekudot, a square. What does that mean? שיש להם בכל ג' הקווים, כל עשר הספירות, that exist in the three column, in the ten ספירות, שנקראים ברובעים, לרמוז על קומה שלמה של ארבע מדרגות. What does that mean square? Square mean חוכמה בבינה, תפארת ומלכות. We don't count כתר. So חוכמה, בינה, תפארת ומלכות, different angle. משאין כן הנקודות, but the doubt, the dot, that below, לקחירי, קבץ, פתח, שווה, סגול, they represent light of wisdom. They are more powerful than the Hebrew letters. They were created before the Hebrew letters. They are the activation. They are the first vibration. So we don't let the dark side to be attached to that type of level, because we don't want the chitzoni, the dark side, the sitracha, to steal light from there. That's what they only connect to the center column that unite right and left. So the igul, And that's why it's called igul, it's called circle. Why it's called circle? Meaning no right, no left, no up, no down. Circle doesn't have opinion. When you have line, you have beginning and end. But you have circle, no beginning, no end. And this light is only shine from below to above, which is tzimtzubim. We're not receiving for us. What is lefaresh? Al arba reveim, what we say before, on four quarter, and arba kedushot. Those are the four holy things that the person say every day. One is saying it in Yotzer Or. One is saying kedusha shebeshma Israel. Then he said kedusha bale tzion, because he said the word kadosh kadosh in a certain places. Ukedusha shebetfilat mincha. Ve'od yesh l'ramez, amod al raglecha. Stand on your leg. When do you stand on leg? Three blessing. Shusot zivun nishkim noig begar, shusot rosh. It's called the united of the kiss that exists in Gimel Rishonot, that exists in the upper three sefirot, which is the head, or it's called Neshikin, which is the lips. Beze al raglecha, stand on your feet. Ainu chabad, den na'i. What does it mean, stand on your feet? If you take na'i, which is your feet, you have chabad of na'i. And that's why, if you remember, when Esther, the queen, and Ahasuerus told her, mashalatech, what you're going to ask, or what you request, and I will give it to you at chatzia malchut, till half of the malchut. Why does Ahasuerus say it? At chatzia malchut. He couldn't say at three quarter of malchut, quarter of malchut, all the malchut. Nobody even studied Megillat Esther that way. I knew chagat adachaze. What is chatzia malchut? Till the middle of tiferet, chagat adachaze, which is the area where tzimtzum bet take place, those of you who know. ובהם סוד החיבוק ביהודת ברכות, and there you have 12 blessings, אמצעיות. What is the amount of blessing you have in the Amidah? 18. Amri, you, in the middle you have 12. You have 3 here, that's 6. In the middle 12, together 18. שבהם האדם שואל על צרכיו. Only in those 12 blessings you ask for things you want. בסוד ומה שאלתה כת חצי המלכות. From coming from the secret of Megillat Esther, when Esther is asking for something for people, and Ahasuerus answered, whatever you ask, I give you half of Malchut. Half of Malchut is the half of that tefillah, which is 12 blessing. Ve'te'as, ve'gimel parakot achronot. So you ask in the 12, and I'll make sure it's happening in the last three. Shebaim zivuga yesodot. What happened in the last three blessing? Zivuga yesodot. Getting the pot yesod united, like in Sim Shalom. Shesham ha'adam u'kevet, ha'bekevel paras marabo ve'olech lo. And there you have to feel like a servant who received from your master a gift, and then you can go away. Because in the last three blessings, you get light from above to below. It's unbelievable. So why don't I ask in the last three blessings everything? Because the light comes from above to below, and you're not allowed to do it. So it's only allowed to do it in the middle in the middle 12 blessing, and then you receive it the last three blessing. And you can find all of it in Zohar Truma, more about when it's going about Tefillah. We continue next time more about it. Thank you.